Blog Talk Radio.
No, it is. This is episode 8.
Oh, shit.
I know. How is everyone tonight?
Oh, never mind.
I got my ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked?
Oh, yeah. My brother put in work on my fucking entire body and not in a fucking pleasing manner either.
Are you hurting?
Oh, I'm hurting so bad. I got some good video of us destroying each other with some very martial artistic type sticks upon my face and thighs, and pretty sure I don't think there's a single area he didn't hit me. Oh, my genitals were not harmed in the making of that film. So
that was kind of weird. I totally like hung up on myself already at like in the first like minute of the show. I hung up on myself.
Wow.
So I had to call back in as a guest.
But she's like, you're now on to speak to the host. Like, bitch, I am the host.
Yeah. So we're rolling with no host tonight. Nice. Oh, just in case we didn't get this said earlier, this show is intended for mature audiences. So hide your kids, you know.
Hide the kids, hide the wife, because we're hurting everyone's ear holes with this one.
Fuck yeah. All right, what's everybody sponsoring the show by tonight?
Dos Equis.
Mountain Dew and Martial Arts.
Mountain Dew and Martial Arts. That sounds very wholesome. I'm drinking chocolate milk and smoking resin.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah. And I also have another one, childhood memories in good times for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, childhood memories, good vibes.
Yeah. I'm good actually time. Hosting from my parents' basement. Yeah, I went there.
Okay, so Mary, we just lost Mary too.
Oh my God! Don't hang up on me, Ben.
I'm not hanging up on anybody. Like my phone disconnected. All right, Mary's back. I suppose we can bring her back on. Yay, Mary!
It's been a long. You're
so
like,
long.
I hung up on myself already, and then now it's my turn. Corey, you're next.
Yeah,
I feel
left out. Yeah. Yeah, you know, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Fuck you guys. I get
to hang
up on
myself. So who are you
going to
be interviewing?
Corey,
are you out on the streets in Flint tonight?
Corey hung up on himself.
Did he?
This is excellent. What happens if I hit this end episode button? Ask Nick.
No,
I think he tried
don't
that
do that.
Once.
Somebody did that once before. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Awesome. Okay, tonight we've got Texovania is going to call in. I don't know if it's just going to be Sherry Rubber. It might be Patrick Fuck as well. We're not sure. We'll find out when they call, but we do have a brand
Patrick
new track
Fuck.
To play for them. Yeah.
Pat Fuck, huh?
Pat Fuck. That's right. Pat Fuck. All right, so let's see. Is there anything that we need to talk about? Oh, you know what? Last night, I was over at Nick Furious's house where they did the rips and raps, and that was pretty cool. That Luke DeBlock guy was in there playing bass. That guy is awesome from Just Lazarus. We had Sal Gomez on here like a few weeks back. From Just Lazarus, and I really want to get some more stuff of theirs to play. That's all
didn't
I had to
Sam,
say. Anybody else have anything to
didn't
say?
Sam interview Just Lazarus like a couple weeks ago?
Yes, and I haven't talked to Sam in like over a week. I wonder how he's doing.
We need our Sam segment again.
Yeah, he needs to just start interviewing people because he's cool and people like Sam.
He's,
I like Sam.
He's at the launch pad right now, actually, Mr. Sam.
Who's playing down there tonight?
You know, I'm
Who's
not sure. I want to say it's actually Just Lazarus, but I could be completely 100% wrong. As most of our listeners know, I am not in New Mexico at this current point in time.
I'm not sure because I just posted something on Facebook and Mr. Luke liked it. So either he's got a phone and maybe he's at the show. I don't know.
Well,
it could be planned.
It could be a possibility.
We should know this. We should
yeah,
know
you
what's
should
going
know.
On, shouldn't we? Yeah, I should.
I know what's going on.
And we don't have a host tonight, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
let's
just
we'll prepare next week, people.
Don't blame me. I'm not the host. I'm a caller now.
Yeah.
Cyborgs? Dude, we got to kill Skynet. Cyborgs took over. Holy fuck.
Dude, fucking A. Robots are getting
over,
should, we play, should we play a little music? I got some music I want to play. I picked
okay,
out a lot of good stuff, and we're not going to get to play it all this week. I already know that because, like, I started looking each night. I load in like 30 audio tracks, and then I went back and I looked at all of our past shows. We've had between usually between 15 and 20 songs that we get to play. So that's why I don't know. That's
all
why
right,
we
we'll
always
play
have
that funky
leftovers.
Music,
boy. All right, I'm going to start out. This is. White boy. You want to sing?
Play that funky music, white boy.
B-side players are playing at low spirits.
Hey, we can
nice.
Tomorrow night, Friday night, B-side players are playing at low spirits with DJ
okay.
Buddha Funk and the Brutta Project.
Nice. That'll be awesome. Freaking Waldo's
right.
So cool.
We'll play that music.
All right, so let's start out. I got a band from Austin, Texas here called The Chant, and they're pretty cool. They start out their songs all about the drums and the drum beat, and then they make the rest of the music form around that. And I think that's a cool concept. So
ain't nobody
let's get
got
this rolling.
Time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Time for that. It's on fire. Hey, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's hysterical that you just said that. Okay. All right.
I guess we make our
music.
Own music now.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
We've been doing this all day. We are James. Faceless James is over here with Grace and I working today. So this has been musical moments.
Oh, yeah,
he was
you
telling
and Grace
me all about that.
Together?
Yeah.
With James there?
Yeah.
Faceless
we need
James is there.
He has videotapes.
He was helping me and Grace. We're having a musical threesome.
A musical threesome.
Yeah, we were working on parts. We were working on each other's
your Dantian.
My Dantian, yeah, this is a little bit lower.
My Dantian.
The lowest
Dantian.
You know,
the lower
my root
Dantian.
Chakra. We were totally working on my root chakra.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. God. I don't want to hear about your roots.
Okay, well, maybe my throat chakra then.
Speak for yourself,
my throat chakra
then,
and my
Jesus.
Root chakra. I'm feeling all alive. All right,
guys. Here's some music.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
eve of war. Yeah, this beat right here is one of them that you need to lace your boots up to, you know? Straight hardcore. The eve of war, we storm the shores. We rap for underground, not for billboards. Get clapped with no applause. Now hit the floor. Respect is the only thing that I came here for. Next, the microphone, I hold it. Only to open your third eye, which is still blindfolded. These player haters are good for nothing. And usually sitting down cause they never stood for nothing. So, when they say they ain't feeling me, it's probably because they ain't as ill as me. Or bottom line, jealousy. That ain't a game that you wanna play. Gotta watch what you say, or you just might get played. Like those who used to be hot, but gone today. Stay true to the game before it's too late. Picture me without the frame, no, we ain't the same. Even rhyming on a stepmaster will help you step up your game. Don't matter where I'm at, writing thesis after thesis. While you bring me your first paragraph. Unsigned hype with no exceptions. I'm the one to answer to even when I don't ask a question. The eve of war, you know what's in store. Straight hardcore, you take one of mine, I take four of yours. That's how we settle the score. Taking this encore, international without a world tour. The eve of war, you know what's in store. Straight hardcore, you take one of mine, I take four of yours. That's how we settle the score. Taking this encore, international without a world tour. Lyrical ciphers help shape and mold me. Listen to what the hip-hop pioneers had told me. So don't approach me. The weapon is kept. Talking about a show microphone, not the 9MM. Straight skill, I never lacked it. The masses always embraced what I'm rapping. Like straight jackets. Global effect, too intense to be ignored. Underground, underwater, making my way to the shores. Yo, busting laughs, the raps on tracks. Olympian style, bringing nothing but the gold back. Even after I act belligerent and ignorant. Like, you was spitting shit and making dividends. That's the world we live today. Forced to respawn with swords get drawn like touche. My lyrical flows off like reality shows. Giving your style a makeover. It's game over. The eve of war, you know what's in store. Straight hardcore, you take one of mine, I take four of yours. That's how we settle the score. Taking this encore, international without a world tour. The eve of war, you know what's in store. Straight hardcore, you take one of mine, I take four of yours. That's how we settle the score. Taking this encore, international without a world tour.
Nice. That was Scarred for Life out of Anaheim, another awesome rapper coming out of Southern California. And then before that, we had a little Volbeat just because I really like that band. And then we started it off with Chant out of Austin, Texas. All right, I got a call on hold. Let's bring him in. 505 caller, who's this?
This is Texylvania.
Texylvania, how's it going?
Hi,
how you guys doing tonight?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hi, who am I talking to? This is Sherry Rubber.
Sherry Rubber.
Benjamin
Mary. Vogue. We got Mary Stockton and then Corey Taylor
Hello.
Out there in Flint, Michigan.
Yo,
he's
yo,
the
yo,
other
yo.
White boy.
Okay.
Yo, yo, yo.
I know Benjamin. Hi, Benjamin. How are you, baby?
Very good. How are you doing? It's good to finally hear your voice. We talked so much
messages.
A
lot of emails through this thing. Look, we are still slammed with getting ready for the Los Angeles stuff, so we're going to make this a little short and sweet tonight, you guys. I'm sorry. We got some people already calling us from L.A. that want to go out and promote for us tonight, so I've got to get some artwork off to them.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, let's get to it. What, why don't you tell people about this tour that you got coming up in California?
Okay, well, it's not our tour. It's Community of K's tour, but we are on the bills. It starts out in San Diego, and that'll be April 25th at a big, huge club called Brick by Brick. Cockney Rejects has played there, and Killing Joke is there the week after us, so we're excited we get to share the same stage with those guys, and opening up for Community of K is going to be insane. So after that, the next night, the 26th, we're at the Vex, which is in Los Angeles. It's like one of the oldest, coolest clubs in L.A. Holds 1,000+. They're doing a huge event, like a big bondage fetish show ball that they're doing. And again, Community of K headline that. hosting and booking it. They've got fashion shows and merchants, and we've got Michael Stewart and Eva O, who's the DJs, and Patrick Mata, of course, is running the whole show. Out. And the next night, Saturday the 27th of April, we're at the Bat Cave in Los Angeles, which is the Medusa
Nice.
Lounge. Insane. So we're stoked. It's going to be great.
That is crazy. You guys are going to be all over the place.
Texas first tour out, and then we're opening up for shows like that. And then the next tour comes up through May, and we're heading out Texas, and we're going to be open for Kansas State again.
Do you know where what cities you're going to play in Texas?
The booker is saying Dallas, San Antonio. Fine, come over here, tell
him. Hi, this is Patrick.
Nice. Patrick, how's it going tonight?
Hey, man. We're doing Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso. And I think that's really about it, just to get started.
That's all
that'll be a blast.
Right now, because they've got a shitload of work for us, and they don't want to scare us off. So.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been out to Texas a few times. But it's a beautiful state. You know, all of those places are cool. San Antonio, Austin in particular, is one of my favorite towns, though.
Yeah, that's what Texas is for, because you can't find yogurt, so everybody eats beans.
Yeah, they don't like vegetarian.
They look at us out of the van after we've been up all night after playing a show, and we're trying to find yogurt. And people are like, oh, my God, but it's coming at me. I don't get this shit.
Who are these crazy people? Yeah, you know, the last time I rolled into Texas, I got into Lubbock, and I'm driving around the corner, and there's two dogs fucking in a parking lot, and then there's like six other dogs standing in a half moon circle just watching them.
No, they gotta wait.
You know, they're like giving pointers
right?
and shit.
Like, let them be, right? Okay, good.
Oh yeah. I was like,
and then the other thing
a great
I have
trip.
To say is, we are going to be here in Albuquerque. We're doing the launch pad. They asked us to come in and do next week, which is April 4th. Our own
yes.
show's there. And then the weekend after that, which is April 12th, they asked us to be their main band, Zombie Prom 2. So we've got a couple
nice.
Weeks to hit the road. So we're stoked. And you guys are going to be like, we're going to leave town for a while. Let's have a big party crew.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the Launchpad show is next Thursday. And then when's the Zombie one?
Zombie one is the following Friday. I believe it's Yeah, April 4th is the Viva Hexabilly party we're throwing. And then the weekend after is the Zombie Prom 2, which is Friday the 12th. And both these shows are at the launch pad.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I know.
Man, we always have a good time when we play for everybody here. It's a blast.
Well, I'll definitely be at the one on Friday night. Thursday nights, I'm like stuck here with the laptop or unless I can find some place with good Wi-Fi to run the show from. But
that's okay. You're doing everybody a service, man, by playing your music. That's really cool.
Appreciate that, man. Do you want to get people up to speed on Community FK, what that is for people that don't know?
Well, let's see.
If you don't know, you've been under a rock for a while.
Yeah, well, we're celebrating the 35th anniversary. I started the band in 1978 in the burning embers of punk Hollywood. And ever since then, I've kept the band together. We've been doing stuff for years, and we put out two albums, Vision and the Voice and Closing Sad Eye.
Third album, Lost in Tijuana.
The third album we just put out in 2010 called Lost in La Muerte. And we're working on a brand new album.
That Proper Fuck came out?
Yeah, then we had Proper Fuck, which is a remix of Lost in La Muerte album.
Tons of comps.
Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary by touring throughout the whole year of 2013 all over the United States.
And it's death rock. It's death rock, gothic, industrial. Patrick's written up all the history books. Like, open up practically any book on that scene, and you're going to see pictures of this guy. There's a lot of write-ups and a lot of praise. He basically started the American death rock scene. So
that's awesome.
Why we have people like Michael Stewart and Eva and everybody coming around, because they know Patrick's guy. And they're out to support him. Because if he didn't start all this shit, it probably wouldn't have started for years, because it hadn't come to England. And he had actually been grabbed by Bauhaus's manager and taken to England. he was such an amazing artist, and then he came back and he started the whole thing here. So
you realize I'm blushing right now, like you said all this shit, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Right. We're supposed to pimp you. Pimp yourself out. We're supposed to pimp you out. Just come on and fuck being humble. Fuck humility.
Cool. So are you guys going to play that new Texylvania track I sent you?
Yes. That's going to be the next one I play. And then I've got I got two others for you to play throughout the night, too. So that should be good. Because Texylvania has such diversity to it. You know, sometimes it's like Sherry and Patrick both play guitar. They both sing. On some tracks, you're going to hear Sherry singing and Patrick playing guitar, and vice versa on other ones. So it's really cool. You've got so much sound in there. And I'm really impressed with you guys as a band. And I want to do a community FK night, too. I think we should do that one down the road when you have a little more time as well. Get you back on here.
Yeah. Before we hit the road, we'll come back on and we'll send you some KFK tracks too. So, and you know, just what you're saying about Texylvania, just to make it really clear for people out there, Texylvania is like two bands in one. We start out the set, Patrick is the lead singer on guitarist, then we switch halfway through, we do a real fast switch. Usually we have like go-go chicks up there to switch over with us, and then I'm lead singing and Pat's guitar. So it's Texavilly at its finest. It's fans in one, and we will definitely love to come back and ESK spiels for you too, because that's a whole other animal and it's amazing.
It is. It deserves its own show for sure.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Cool.
Really. Thank you.
All right. Well, Benjamin, well, look, we've got to fly. We've got to deal with these guys in, over in Hollywood and San Diego and stuff, but thanks so much, man.
Good luck, guys.
No, thank you for coming in. You guys have a blast out there, and I can't wait to we'll talk before you take off, because I know I'll be down there at the Friday show, and I think
Colin, I think
Sam's still planning on coming to the launch pad show too. We'll have to firm up with him.
Yeah, come down, man. Down, and then please tell everybody, okay? We want to get all these crazy fuckers down there, so please help us do that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Fred,
I'll share it on all of our pages.
And we always have a lot of fun for everybody, so it's cool. And yeah, this next track is actually it's a Plasmatic cover. We don't do covers at all. We're very proud about doing our own songs, but I love Wendy O. We were approached by West Beach. Wrote us, said he loves us, and so did T.C. Tulliver. West Beach was in the Plasmatics, and T.C. Tulliver was the drummer for WOW. So they asked us
that
to
is awesome.
Songs, and we went ahead and recorded this one, and we did Sex Junkie, too.
Yeah, well, you haven't heard Sex Junkie,
so cool.
Yeah, but you will.
Yeah.
You know what? I know you guys need to go, but I've got another caller calling in, and just in the off chance that it's somebody wanting to ask you guys something, I'm going to go ahead and let them come
on.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Off chances are great.
New 505 caller. Who's this?
This is Franklin Duramolo from Oregon.
Okay.
I think that's bullshit. I think it's Cletus.
I'm not sure. It's hard to tell. Franklin from
Frank.
Oh, I can't do that. It's Nick. What's up, Corey? How you doing?
What?
Corey and Ben and Mary and everybody.
All right,
what's
you guys.
On, brother?
Mary and Patrick, we're going to split, man.
Get a room, man. Get a room.
Don't do it.
All right, guys. You guys have a great trip.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you later.
Yoo-hoo! Hexabilly, baby.
Woo-hoo.
Hexabilly. Yeah.
Hexabilly. That's awesome.
What are you doing,
guys,
Nick?
That's Nick Furious there from Band With No Name and from the Rips and Raps Network, Rips
hey,
and
Raps
Show, which is our sister program on Wednesday nights here on Project U Radio, also on Podmatic and iTunes downloadable. How's it going, Nick? What are you up to?
It's going well, up to many things. Living in the cypher, living in the moment, just having a good day. So just thought I'd call in and send you guys a shout out. Great last cast. Well, that was a compelling, very compelling interview. I'm now very interested to check out the style of this band and hear what they have to do, what they have to offer. It sounded interesting. It's really cool.
You should, for sure. They're playing at the launch pad next Thursday. And then and then the Friday after that. Yeah. And now
they
I remember
that
it.
Night, Nick, the 48-hour music video.
Music video project. Yeah,
they
were playing at Sister
night.
Bar that night.
When we went to the grand premiere.
Oh, that night that Ben was hanging out in front row.
Yeah, he was.
I got a good bunch of pictures that night.
There was some pictures. Big pictures.
Heck yeah.
So, that's awesome. What a show you guys are putting on. How is CT doing out there in Michigan Flint Town?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually doing really, really, really good. I've been going with one of my friends from high school, and which we've just been doing some photography of Ann Arbor, meeting local people, just starting the Occupy movement out here. And, man, I got to tell you, I was talking mad shit about Flint. I was like, man, it's awful. It's horrible. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of bad stuff here. But, man, like, the city is really coming back. You know what I mean? They're really starting to find their stride, and it's really cool.
Awesome.
And I've got some pictures of some really good unique places already. And for those of you who like music, check out Remedy Detroit. I saw them for my my coming back party or coming out party. I don't know exactly the terms.
You had a coming out party.
But they're really amazing. Oh my God, what?
I'm so glad to hear it's all going well. Elena wants to say something. Now hold on.
Hola, Corey, Mr. Baldy.
Hola, Rosé.
Hey,
Elena.
How are you?
Elena. This is Elena Rosé from Crochet. And what's your massage company called? Happy Endings
Massage, and my
muscle
is feeling bad. Let me help you.
Happy Endings Massage.
You know, whatever you do when I leave the room is your business. There's always Kleenex, and I wash the sheets, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that last time.
That's why I had to bring it up, Corey. That's why I had to bring it up. But, you know, like, you wash sheets, so, like I said, you know, whatever you do when I leave the room is your own thing. And, hey, you know, 2 weeks is on.
Well, I did leave a tip, so.
You know, yeah. We'll see what it was. Well, cool. I'm glad that you're having a good time out there. We miss you and hope that you're coming back soon.
Yeah, I'll be back on Tuesday, so we're gonna have to definitely have some fun before I go, and then I'll be there for about 5 days. So if any of my friends are listening, I want to see you. Come see me. Come hug me, and I don't know. We'll do something else. Some drugs, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know.
You'll be here in Albuquerque for the show next week, then, right, Corey?
Next week I actually will. Yeah, I would love to see Texavania. I didn't get to see him. All I hear is the stories and about you.
Oh, well,
just
shit. maybe you could go down to the show and call in live from there. That would be really cool.
Oh yeah, I would love to do that shit for sure. And then
that
also
shit.
Since we're talking about doing stuff live, I've got a bunch of video and photos and stuff like that from Michigan. Is that a mother? I will choke that chicken. You put that chicken in your pocket. You know, I had something important to say, guys. Thanks.
All right, join him. All right, Corey, go ahead. Say what you want to say, and let's play some music. Hey, Corey,
yeah,
you're starting to flip me a bird. Flip me a bird, but you know what? We miss you, dude. We hope you're doing well, and let's talk when you're in town. It'll be good to see you.
Yeah, definitely, dude, for sure. And I haven't confirmed it yet, but I think Occupy Underground will be on the Loki show, actually. So that's another good
cool.
one.
Oh, yeah. For next week. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, the day I get into town. So, Nick, man, always a pleasure to call, and I hope you're doing well. And that spliff shop, hey, tell them how to get to that shit, because that shit is awesome. If you're listening and you've not heard the spliff shop, make sure you've heard that.
You can find it on YouTube.
You
look up the Bandwidth No Name, right? It's just Bandwidth
honestly,
No Name. It's the name of your YouTube channel, right?
If you just search, go on YouTube and search spliff, 2F, spliff shop, it comes right up with the first thing. It doesn't even matter if you say Macklemore parody or not. It'll just pop right up. Boom.
You got 100 views?
But 100, but 98 today when I saw it. So.
God damn, man. That is taking off.
98 million views, people. 98 million views. Hit 98 million today.
I don't believe it.
You guys, everybody, if you haven't gone and watched this yet, you're totally missing out. Most everybody else on the planet has seen it, and you're, like, totally lost. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the support, and definitely go check out Split Shot by No Name members, Epic and Furious. We got more coming. We got more video, and we look forward to seeing what you guys have to offer on the rest of the show. Thanks a lot for letting me get involved. Furious in the mix, baby.
Awesome. Anytime, man.
I'm going to go perform a self-prostate exam. I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Sounds good. Make sure you clean up after that.
Get the loop.
Yeah, wash the sheets. Or have Elena do it. I'm not sure how that works.
Elena will not clean up that sheet. That's for sure.
All right, guys, use the Kleenex. All right.
Move,
dog.
He's got plenty of baby
wipes.
Let's
play some music. I'm going to play, this is Transylvania, and it's a new track that Sherry just sent me earlier this week. It's called I Want You. All right, so check it out. Transylvania, again, they'll be playing next Thursday at the Launch Pad. All right, here we go.
Right now, 2 minutes.
that was Texylvania again. We started out that set with them and ended it. And then somewhere along the way in the middle, I think we had, I remember we had some Beastie Boys and some Megadeth. That's right. Okay. I'd look back.
All right.
Yeah.
So everybody made it back. Hello, everyone. How are you doing after this music break?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
How are you doing after the music break?
Yeah, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm better. I got I got some more resin to fire up in my pipe during the break, and
nice.
Finished off my chocolate milk. I'm feeling a lot happier now.
Nice. I'm working on my second Dos Equis, and we just smoked a fat bowl. So I'm good.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Must be nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rub it in a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I folded my underwear. That was enjoyable.
Did you really?
I would not make that up.
I usually am doing laundry when I call in. I'm at home doing laundry and talking. Not tonight. I got the night off.
Yay.
There is a call, but they haven't pushed one, so that implies that they're just listening. Is it impolite to like bring them on anyway and say, hey, who is
yes,
this?
Yes, it is.
You won't do it. Who is it? Is it that 505 caller?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Probably.
Yeah. Who are we going to call? I thought we were going to call some people.
We got people we could call. I didn't, like, pick out any cool people, like, to prank off of Craigslist or anything. We should.
You can get on there right now. We can get a number.
Yeah, go find them.
We could wake up my friend Jenny.
Wake up your friend Jenny. Actually, I had an idea of somebody to call, and I don't know if they'll answer or not. But if they do, this would be pretty cool. Now I just have to find their phone number.
We find another number. Just hold on the line, and we will be back in due time.
Why don't I have the where's my little phone thing? Hold on a second. Okay.
The phone is in your hand.
505 caller. That would be Facebook.
Hello,
James.
Hey.
Yo.
What's up, dude?
Oh my God, I miss this man.
I know, dude. I miss you too, and I need you bad right now.
Oh my God,
so
you need you so bad.
I need
so bad.
You bad.
I will be there we'll go on a mandate on the 3rd of April for sure.
Yeah, dude, I have a project that stumbled upon. Actually, you and I stumbled upon this project, and I just followed up with it, and I really can't do it without you, so I'm going to have to tell the dude sorry, but man, it would have been a really cool project.
Well, tell me about it, and let's work something out.
Makai, remember Makai, the poet / boxer that we ran into?
Oh yeah.
That stood us up. I followed up with him. Yeah, I followed up with him, and he's actually sort of an epic dude. He's really deep and intelligent and involved in a lot of different things, and he wants to shoot a documentary. And the ideas that he has are just fantastic. He just won Golden Gloves for New Mexico. Dude, he's the heavyweight champ of New Mexico. He's going to Nashville. Part of an MMA documentary that's going to be shot at Jackson, that he wants me to go film this big dinner with the cast of this documentary they're shooting at Jackson.
Hey,
it's like turning into this whole thing, but I can't.
Don't buy me a ticket. I'll be out there, bro.
Yeah, we got to... We'll talk when you get here, but I'm not sure I can make it happen without my camera guy.
We're going to make sure you get a camera.
Well,
maybe,
it's not just the camera. There's certain things that I can't shoot and that I need someone to be there for. So, you know what I mean? We'll
I feel special now, bro. Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm not just a guy behind the camera. Like, I actually have skills.
Yeah, but how's everything out there yonder?
Oh, man, dude, you would love it out here. Some of the stuff that I've been shooting, some of the local businesses, and it's not so developed as Albuquerque is, and so they are just hungry for anything, you know what I mean? They're like, I don't care if it's a goddamn camera phone picture, you know what I mean? They want it. So I've been working hard.
And pretty soon I'm going to be sending you some video.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Yeah, I think life probably direct. I think life directed you there back there for a reason, and you could probably do something for the community, Corey.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I'm really excited, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been here less than a week. I've already got a job, you know what I mean? I've already met some amazing people. I've been to, like, 7 places that that do live music and live performances. I'm actually already in touch with the head director from the University of Michigan Flint's art department. So, you know what I mean? It's definitely been it's been serendipitous for sure.
That's good, man. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So I think I figured out what the problem, Mary, is because I hung up on myself and now there's no host. So since there's no host, we can't call out.
Damn it.
Oh.
Damn it.
Darn it.
So I have to remember not to hang
technical
up on myself.
Difficulties.
If we want to call people. Yeah. So
if
anybody
but if you
out there
call in, if you're listening and you want to call in, what's the number?
Totally. 805-856-2808. Call in. Say what's up. request. You can request music. I'm not going to have it uploaded
robot,
unless you like.
What
you
that,
happen.
Robot lips.
Corporal chicken lips. Yeah, I still haven't downloaded that one.
Did Mary tell you she got a voice lesson today?
But yeah, yes. James came.
Yes,
he came.
We heard all about it. James
nice.
Came while working with Grace and Mary.
It was
very
graceful. Elena had tissues, so everything was good.
Like,
oh yeah, I was calling it happy ending massage for some reason. I don't know why.
No.
County sheep.
I just watched the craziest movie ever.
You're feeling bad.
Did you guys know that Will Ferrell did an entire movie in Spanish?
Was it porn?
Dark.
No, dude, it's like this crazy Spanish comedy. The whole thing's in Spanish, in Espanol, and it's like so tragically terrible that it was fantastic and I couldn't turn it off.
Okay,
wow.
I think
what's
maybe, you know, when you watch things on Telemundo, they dub them.
I watched this on Netflix, and it was literally Will Ferrell speaking Spanish the whole time.
That's hilarious.
I'll have to
show you guys. It's nuts.
Yeah, if you're into films like that, check out Uti Matambian. It pretty much means in your mother, too.
Where'd you go?
It's a really, really good one. You should check it out.
Where'd you put the bunny?
Where did you put the bunny?
Oh, my bunny. Oh, it's my chocolate bunny, dude. Easter's on Sunday, and, like, I'm kind of mowing down on, like, a broken piece of a chocolate bunny, and it disappears.
I like the chocolate Jesus's.
No baby Jesus's?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, chocolate Jesus.
Shout out the Vosburgh video.
Baby, did you make it back door?
Oh, that's right. The Emily Vosburgh, we had an interview with her on maybe a month or so back about the Abstraction of Utopia project. We've got the full video interview up on YouTube, and the just go look for our channel Occupy Underground with no spaces or anything is our YouTube channel. You can find the interview with Emily.
Occupy Underground.
Right. Right. Yeah.
YouTube.com/Occupy Underground.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how you get
yeah.
there. That's totally how you get there, then. Yeah,
there's
and you
an
can
awesome
watch
YouTube
the
channel too.
The Emily Vosburgh video is up there. Her Abstraction of Utopia project should be. I don't know when the dates for when the gallery is going to open and when she's going to start doing the walks. We should get a hold of her so we can tell people exactly when that's going to start. But it's going to be a really cool project. And it was, you know, thanks to people like you that made it possible, because when she came on here, she had a Kickstarter, and she had like $220 for her $750 goal, and she'd been doing it for months. She had less than 2 weeks to get the money, and 2 weeks in a row, we were telling people about it, and she ended up getting the money. I don't know how much the help we had to do with that, but I like to think we had something, you know, because Well, she'd been up there for months and only had $200. We played her on the show and she got all of her money. Now she gets to do the project, and you guys should all go check it out. This is going to be really cool. Let's play a little more music, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, I got another band from Austin, Texas. This is this guy's called Sam Peace, and I think he's really groovy.
Hey,
so we'll
James,
be back.
Give me a call.
Hey guys, and I'm gonna say goodbye and go to bed.
Good night, James. Thank you for everything today, James.
Yeah.
Anytime. We'll do a lot more too, Mary. And Corey, I miss you. I love you. I wish you were here, brother. Can't wait to see you, Ben. You're my hero.
You're off at 11, and I'll get all of
you.
Oh, you
guys are so in love. Virgos unite.
I'm a Taurus, Mary. We're Tauruses. They're Virgos. Remember?
I know.
See, we've got the pairing. James and Corey are Virgos.
Going on
and
here.
Mary and I are Tauruses, and we decided the other day, we had a powwow and decided that Taurus is the only sane, level-headed zodiac type of personality type out there. Everybody else is nuts.
We're grounded, we're down to earth. Very grounded. Yeah, down to earth.
Yeah, that's right. All of these other people are nuts, though, I'm telling you, because everybody's got a little cup of crazy that they carry around with them, and some people, some people carry their cup of crazy and they have it in control and it's fine. Other people, it's like polar and splashing over and they're jostling around, they're spilling their crazy all over you. And Tauruses have like a little cup of crazy that we carry it fine. We can carry it on our heads. I carry my cup of crazy on my head. All right, here we go. Sam Chase from Austin, Texas. Peace out.
All right. Good night, James. Thank you.
Black cat bone and a cool